Good morning, Judge.
All right, good morning, everyone. We set this for a status check on the misdemeanor cases, case 22MM3919 and 22MM3915, the case of Maritza Navarro and Zareda Navarro. And so I saw Ms. Garcia's motion to withdraw on that case. So Ms. Garcia, would you like to address that now?
Yes, good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
And ladies and gentlemen. Yes, just due to reasons beyond my control, Your Honor, I have to withdraw so the doctors can find counsel. I would like just to make sure that my clients have an extension of time to submit their reciprocal discovery and to continue the trial. I know we've been working on a C4 motion with Ms. Slater, and I'd like them to be able to continue. And I know we had been working on a Zoom visitation, and I agreed to the language that Nina and the two attorneys and Ms. Slater had proposed so my clients could start that Zoom visitation. And then, yes, I would like to be relieved. I filed it on all four cases, Your Honor, that are in front of you. And my clients have agreed and consented.
Okay. Just remind me, I know that the guardianship case is set July 11th. When did we have the contempt hearing set? Like July 25th, I think?
I'm looking at the notes, Your Honor, your trial notes. I don't see the date, but it's toward the end of July. But I know then they'll need a little more time because I have to get all the stand discovery to them so they can provide it all to Ms. Slater. And I know that they wanted a motion. They were going to file a motion for depots and issue some subpoenas because they need to present some medical information to you to show why the circumstance was indigent. I mean, it was an exigent circumstance when they had their father. So okay. I want to give them time.
Okay. Do you know when this is set for? Do you guys have a future setting?
For this court, yes. For this court dates, for the civil ones, we don't, and for this one, we don't either.
Okay, all right. Anybody wanna? Well, first of all, to Maritza Navarro and Zoraida Navarro, this is a criminal proceeding, the contempt of court. So you have the right to be represented by counsel. Do you all intend to hire an attorney?
Yes, we both plan to be pro se for a very short time. We're speaking to a licensed Florida attorney office again yesterday to wrap up the retainer. He's very experienced in guardianship and asked for a maximum continuous to get the attorney in the case.
Hold on just a second. First of all, let's talk about the misdemeanor case. So in that case, you do have the right to be represented by counsel. If you can't afford to hire an attorney, I would consider appointing an attorney to represent you. Are you going to hire counsel in the misdemeanor case?
He does criminal too.
Okay, and who are you going to hire?
Well, right now at this point in time, I don't want to reveal anything.
Okay, well, how long is it going to take you to have an attorney on board?
Hopefully within the next week.
Within the next week, okay. Okay, anybody want to be heard on this? Ms. Slater, anybody?
I have...
Draw?
Oh, no, I have no, of course, I have no objection to... Attorney Garcia's request for withdrawal. And with regard to the continuance for the misdemeanor case, I would consent to that as well because...
Okay. Do we have a future date set for that?
We don't. I just looked when you asked your JA, okay. And I don't have anything on my calendar.
Okay, I think we intended to set that for a hearing today. All right, so today, first of all, let's address the misdemeanor cases. On the two misdemeanor cases that are here today, I'll grant Attorney Garcia's motion to withdraw. And then what we need to go ahead and set this for a status check to make sure there's an attorney on board or to make sure you've knowingly waived your right to an attorney. So let's go ahead and set this for a status check. Hold on. Violet, can you give me a status check and division ID? Maybe the second week in July or.
Yes, ma'am. How much time do we need?
Probably just 15 minutes. I just need a status check on an attorney, and then we need to set the case for a final hearing.
We could do it on July 14th at 10 a.m.
Okay. All right, let's set the misdemeanor case for July 14th at 10 a.m. So that should give you all plenty of time to hire new counsel on these cases. So I will grant your motion to withdraw, Ms. Garcia. As far as the other cases, I'll grant your motion to withdraw. That's not set for today. Do you have the case number handy? That I didn't have that set for today. I'll make a note.
For the guardianship cases, Your Honor?
Right.
Yes. Okay, the case numbers are, for the guardianship case, it's 2020 GA000444.
Okay.
And then for the MH case, the mental health case, it's 2020 MH002085.
Okay, and then you want to go ahead and address your motion to withdraw on that case today as well, is that right?
Yes, Your Honor, I'd like to withdraw on all four cases, and then I have filed with the appellate court to withdraw for the appeal. Okay. And my clients have agreed to the consent for all five cases, actually.
Okay, anybody else want to be heard on that?
No objection.
Okay, all right, I'll grant your motion to withdraw then on all cases. Then there was also a motion to continue on the misdemeanor cases. I'll grant your motion to continue. I don't intend to set that until you have an attorney on board, if you intend to hire an attorney. As to the guardianship cases, what's your objection? Who wanted to be heard on that?
I had objected to continuing the July 11th hearing, the incapacity hearing. I don't think it's in Mr. Navarro's best interest to continue this down the road. We have the three examining committee reports, and I know that we have enough time to file the objections and then have everybody appear.
Okay. Anybody else want to be heard on that?
I would agree with what Ms. Slater said. I wouldn't agree with on the incapacity hearing.
Okay, and that's Ms. Abreu. Anybody else want to be heard on that? Okay, I'm going to deny the motion for continuance on the GA and MH case, and that capacity hearing or incapacity hearing will go forward on July 11th as scheduled. All right, Ms. Garcia, can you send me a proposed order on your motion to withdraw?
Yes, Your Honor, I'll upload them.
Okay.
Your site or email them, whichever
just
you prefer.
Send it to the online system, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Your Honor. And I wish everybody the best of luck, the doctors and Benito, and thank you.
Hold on one second.
Yes, are we waiving speedy on the misdemeanor cases?
Are you waiving speedy trial on, I don't think there is a right to speedy on the misdemeanor cases. Are you waiving any right to speedy trial?
Yes.
That's
Judge
Slater. Yes.
Yes.
Inger Garcia and Slater's agreement to see Benito. Can we address that today?
Are you waiving your right to speedy trial on the misdemeanor case?
No, I'm not. I'm not asking that. I'm not waiving my rights to that.
Okay, then the misdemeanor case will not be continued in that case.
No.
Sorry,
I'm misunderstanding.
Okay.
I'm asking to be heard now, and I need to know about Inger Garcia's and Slater's agreement to let us see Benito.
Okay, we're not here on that today. If there's, hold on a second. Are you waiving your right to, I don't think there is a right to speedy trial on a contempt case, but are you waiving your right to a speedy trial on that before,
I will waive a speedy trial.
Okay, we'll note that. And is that on behalf of both defendants? Both Maritza and Zoraida Navarro?
Yes.
Okay. We'll note that any right to speedy trial is waived. Okay, now you mentioned that there was some kind of an agreement. Ms. Garcia, I think you mentioned that.
Yes, Your Honor. Since there's a stay away order, I've been going back and forth with Ms. Slater, and we have been working on language to allow the doctors to visit the father on Zoom under the guardian supervision. And the last language they had sent me, I agreed to, and so did the clients. So they would like the stay away order to be amended today so they can implement that Zoom visitation.
Okay, and it's a Zoom hearing for what for who? I didn't catch what you said.
Yeah, it's Zoom. The stay away order, Your Honor, kept my clients away from their father. So I and Ms. Slater, as the prosecutor, had agreed that there could be supervised Zoom visitation. And so my clients are asking, or my former clients are asking, that order to be entered to amend the stay away order in this case.
Okay, is that something that you and Mr. Byerly agree to, Ms. Slater?
So I haven't seen the proposed language, so I can't say that all of the wrinkles have been ironed out, but I'm happy to. I don't have any problem overseeing the Zoom call, but there are parameters that we have to put in place, and I just want to make sure that the language of the order reads properly so that there aren't any issues. But Derek isn't going to be involved because I'll be the host of the Zoom call so that if there's any issue, I can discontinue the call. And I just want to, again, make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. I just want to make sure the order says what it needs to say. And I just have to see that, and I haven't.
Okay. My only concern is there shouldn't be any discussion regarding the continued litigation. Mm-hmm. And I'll be happy to review that. If you all have an agreed order, I'm happy to review that as soon as it's submitted. But can you
I just wanted to say that we have a stay away order and we understand that why this is in place, but even your court appointed people have said that Benito needs to socialize. And I don't know if you're aware that the guardian has made sure that nobody visits Benito, and I don't think that's in his best interest, including his priest, friends, relatives. So I don't know if that's included in the stay away order. I just want a clarification.
I don't have that. That's not set for hearing today. We're here today on the misdemeanor cases. So I haven't reviewed that. Is that part of the order, Ms. Slater?
It's not, but it is in his purview as the guardian. And if he believes that it's in the best interest, given the what the people say when they come and the upsetness that's created. So Derek does have the ability to restrict the visitation at the facility.
Okay. And I think that there were maybe some neighbors that were visiting. Is that still going on?
No, the restrictions have been put in place so that now the people who are visiting, Derek knows who they are, and he's in control of that.
So. Okay, but there's no general prohibition. I mean, he can visit it with other people at the facility, right?
Oh, of course, yes. And he does on a general basis, yes, of course.
He's engaging with other residents and in group activities and all of that, of course.
Okay, well, if you all are able to agree on the language of that, I'm happy to review it. If not, we can set it for an evidentiary hearing.
Your Honor, may I say something?
You can.
Okay, thank you. As it stands now, my father has had no visitation orders, including anybody to be able to visit him.
Okay, well, apparently he has visitation with other people there. I know that there's been some problems. If you want to set that for an evidentiary hearing, I'm happy to hear it. We're going ahead on the incapacity hearing on July 11th. So, you know, that's one of the rights that we would be addressing at that hearing.
Judge, one more thing on the misdemeanor cases, the status conference, is it going to be in person or via Zoom?
That'll be by Zoom. And that's July 14th at 10 o'clock. That's a status check. But let's sure we know that it's a status check regarding counsel. And at that hearing, I would anticipate that we can go ahead and set a final hearing date. Okay, if you all are able to agree on the language of that, I'm happy to review a proposed and agreed order. And if not, you all could set that for an evidentiary hearing, although I think that's probably something we can address with the witnesses at the incapacity hearing.
Okay.
All right.
All thank right. you, Judge.
If you'll submit those, the proposed orders, I'm happy to review those.
Okay, great.
All right, thank I'll you. See you guys, you all back July 11th.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.